on page, the bottom of page 64, where we are on page 65, Shimon Kaf Hey, Sif Hey. And Sif Hey gets into the special, the kavanas that we're supposed to have when wearing our tefillin. It's based on the pasuk of Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. There are three places in the Torah where it tells us specifically what you're supposed, why we do a certain mitzvah. Most mitzvahs we could project and discuss why we do mitzvah, but there's three places, Laman, in order to, okay? The three places are Sukkah, okay? In Hilchos Sukkah, it talks about over there, Hilchos Sittes and Simen Ches, Sif Ches. In Hilchos Sittes, it talks about the Kavanah by Sittes. Over here, it gets into the discussion of the Kavanah by Tzvon. Now, over there in Hilchos Sittes, it brings down a machlokas between the... They have an extra kavanah on top of the point of mitzvah. What is that? The regular kavanah that we're supposed to have of mitzvah shuchas kavanah. These three mitzvahs have an extra special kavanah that we're supposed to have into that. The Berelach and Simon Samach Aleph, he talks about if you don't have kavanah, mitzvah shuchas kavanah, you're a mavatul mitzvah, such as mitzvah daraisa. Okay, over here in Tzuchos Tzitzis, he talks about over there, this extra kavanah that we're going to have is a machlokas between Megadim and Bikur Yaakov. The Bikur Yaakov holds that if you do not have this extra special kavanah, since it says in the Torah specifically, L'man ti Torah Hashem b'fich, in order that the Torah should be flowing through your mouth by tefillin, okay, L'man tiz kruv asizim v'kol mei tzitzai, in order that you remember the mitzvahs, and you do them by Tzitzis, and L'man yedu Torah Hashem yoshat v'nei yisal v'sukos, by Sukkah, you are not Yosei, you're Chum. Mishka Brua, though, does not fasten like the Birkor Yaakov. He fasten like the Prima Gazim over there, that he holds that B'di'evit, you are going to be Yosei, you're Chia. But nevertheless, these are something that you are Chayim to do, as we're going to see over here in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Yechavim Ben Chosom, when you put on your tefillin, Shesivonu, you should have Kavanah. Shesivonu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lenech, Arba, Farsh, Yuzaylu. And number one, you should have the Kavanah, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us to do this mitzvah like every other mitzvah. Okay, so you put it out the front, he's part of Shiesh Behem Yichud Shmo Yisiyas Mitzrayim, that it talks about that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Hashem Echad, and Yitzis Nam and Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Now, very interesting question, Al Zorah can I get a lave, the Arush can I get a mark, he commanded us to put on the Arar can I get the lave, and on our head can I get the mark, and can I get our brain. Why? Kiddush it needs God missing me vlogs of Sayyimano. In order that we remember all the beautiful things and the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Shemolim HaYuchudo, the fact that He took us out of His time, the fact that He gave us the Torah, the fact that He has mitzvahs for us, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does shows us that He is Hashem Echad, that He is the one God. And the fact that He has the strength and dominion upon the upper world, and also downstairs over here, that He can do whatever He wants. And therefore we should give over to Kodesh Baruch our neshama, which is found in the brain, very interestingly, the gamma leg, and also our heart, you ikar taimu samach shavu. It's in the Shulchan Aruch over here, right from the neshama to the connection to the brain, and our thoughts, and our taimu to connect it to our life. Okay, there's a lot of, obviously, emotion over here, and things like this, all connected over here. And therefore, by doing this, you will remember Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is obviously the objective of all the mitzvot. You'll remember Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yamim ha'asav, and you want to do a blessed olam haza pleasures in this world when you remember these things all the time. Okay, so you see over here, that ends the part of the machab over here that talks about the kavanah. You see over yichud shmo yitzias, he's trying, you're supposed to say those things every time you put on your tefillin. Yichud shmo yitzias, I know you remember them. They mean, Hashem is one, and He took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, and all comes, stems from the pasuk of Levan Tiyatas Hashem Eficha. Anytime a child is going to put on a nachas tefillin, goes to Moreno for a bit or a melanzal, or a brach, whoever it is, before he puts on tefillin, he always asks the fine question. Here's where you guys have children, as Rath Hashem, you'll bring them for a bracha. He will ask, here's the key. He will ask them a question, he'll ask them, why do you put on tefillin? Why do we put on tefillin? And the answer is, L'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'fichon, that the Torah should be flowing through our mouths. It reminds us of the Yitzis Mitzrayim, it reminds us of the Yichud Shmo, and therefore that's what we have here, Torah, and therefore L'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'fichon, that is the correct answer. That's what you're supposed to remember when you are putting your tefillin on top of the fact that you're Mekayim a Mitzvah also. Okay, so that in order you want to be Yotzi, your Tirchiv that we do every single day. Correctly, this is the way to do it according to the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Now we get into the famous thing of how many brachas do we make on our tefillin of the Shel Yad, and we have the Shel Rosh. Yeah. We make the Gemara Menachos is mashbo that is one bracha. You make one bracha on both the shal yad and the shal rosh, meaning you make a bracha on the niach tefillin, and it covers the yad and the shal rosh. However, the gemara in brachos, it is mashma that you make two separate brachos, one on the shal yad and one on the shal rosh. Like the Rambam counts them as two separate mitzvahs, they get two separate brachos. That is the Yisira and the Gemara, and therefore in the Yisira and the Gemara, many times it turns into a machlokas and the Rishonim, and therefore the Rishonim disagree which is the Ikra Gemara, and they have to matize the other Gemara, what the other Gemara is talking about. The Sheikh of the Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam all hold that you make one bracha on the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh together, on the Shal Yad, and you have Kavana on the Shal Rosh. And the Mokin the Gemara brachos is only when one spoke in between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, he made a hesek in between, then you would make an al mitzvah tefillin on your Shal Rosh. But if you're not speaking between, obviously, which is not supposed to, okay, then you're only going to make one bracha. Without Baruch Hashem. Without Baruch Hashem in that. That is the Sheet of the Rif, Rashi, and the Rosh. Sorry, the Rif, Rambam, and Rashi. Okay? However, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam, Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam disagree. They say the Ikar Gemara is like the Gemara in Brach. And they hold that you always are going to have to make two separate brachas on your Trim Laniach on the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. Ta'ainu, the Bracha Laniach goes both on the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh, they write. And then you also add a separate bracha, the Al-Mitzvah's Tefillin, only that goes on the Shal Rosh. That's very important to remember, because it's going to have a lot of ramifications later on, not only for Kavanah, but for other things that when Ashkenazim, we're going to see soon, that we pass like the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam, Ashkenazim make two brachas, the bracha of Laniach is going both on the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh, and then you make a separate bracha on the Shal Rosh. There's actually a third sheet that is not a Miriam Fursam sheet up. Now, Maria Levy, it's brought down in the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma writes that each tefillin needs two brachas. Laniach and Al-Mitzvah goes on both the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. You know, let's put that to the side right now. Just know in the back there that there's a third sheet up. We'll see that in Shulchan Aruch, it does not really make it over here. Let's see now inside, we are back into the Mechap. The Aniach Shal Yad Tchila, you put on your Shal Yad Tchila, because it says in Shark Amios, Ayodecha, first your hand, then Vayu to the Vazir Necha, so you put on the Shal Yad first. The Yavarech La'aniach Tvilin, you make the Bracha of La'aniach Tvilin. We'll see later on at what point you're supposed to make the Bracha of when you're putting him on. You break the Bracha of La'aniach Tvilin on the Shal Yad. The Achar Kach Yaniach Shal Rosh, the Lo Yavarech Yim Bracha Hachas Hashem. And afterwards you put on the Shal Rosh, one bracha for both cases. That's the sheet of the Bechara passing like the Rif, the Rambam. You can't call Chachmei Svarad because Rashi is also amongst those who pass him like this. The Rif and the Rambam, Rashi, all pass him. That is the sheet of the Bechara like those sheetahs. And then the Ramah brings down, we all know, the Yesh Omrim, Levarech al Shal Rosh al Mitzvah Tvilin. You also make on the Shal Rosh al Mitzvah Tvilin. A few realistic main time, even if you do not have a hesek between the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh, you are still going to make a bracha and the Shal Rosh al Mitzvah Tvilin. Now, that is the Ramah. V'chein Pasha da Minag Minay Ashkenaz, Shemavach and Shal Rosh. And that is how is Pasha da Minag amongst the Ashkenaz. They go ahead and make two brachos. That is the minhag amongst rove Ashkenazic Jews. However, the Be'er Halacha does bring down in Divrei Ma'aseh itself the shita of the Gro, passing like the Mechaber. I mean, Be'er Gro should pass like a Mechaber. The Gro, he held like the Mechaber. Therefore, Gronix. Those who follow the shita of the Gro, many people in Yerushalayim will follow the shita of the Gro. They'll do like the Mechaber over because the Gro passing like the Mechaber and only make one bracha on both the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. If you want to know it, in Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinsel, there are certain things he does do like the Gra. Over there, he does not do like the Gra. He does like the sheets of the Ramah, where he makes two brachas on his tefillin. Okay? We only say some brachas haka when we don't have a stock for the Ramah. The Ramah paskins like something, that's how we say it. We have numerous, hundreds of examples in the Shulchan Aruch that we pass. Before we get to the end of the Ramah, just to point out, the Be'er Halacha does bring down the sheet of the Kedusha of Akiva Eger, who says basically make a tonight. He says make a tonight. That he says the Kedusha of Akiva Katavaisa, Shechavim Beis Birchas Laniach. When you make the bracha of Laniach, those who make two brachas. Because when you make the bracha of Laniach, him alocha kashita's Rashi of the Lacha of Yurik, like the sheet of the Machabra, sheet of Rashi, Rif and Ramam. And him Achavim Shalola, says the Birchas Laniach Ashal Rosh. I am to have Kavoda that I am not to be Yotze with my Birchas Laniach Ashal Rosh. Vavi Kazaka has Kasach. And therefore, if I do not have Kavanah, the pastor, the Shal Rosh, also for sure the Shal Rosh is going to need a second bracha, and that would get you out of any Savei Koyer Rabbi Kiva Eger. Very interesting, though, the Be'er Halacha hands off with the prima gunim, though he says after the prima gunim reaches him, it's not an Israel king. The prima gunim says not to be noed like Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says v'ulai tamo, says the Chavetz Chaim, perhaps the reason why he said this, kidei shelo yargil ha'ultimate atzmo v'fakfik achar minhagin shel Yisrael. In order that we don't start to be a fuck out of the minhag of Ashkenaz, make two brachos. If we start to make Rabbi Kiva Eger, we're like being the fact that we're saying that's not really the real halacha, and therefore we don't want to make this tonight. That's why he says the minhag is not to go ahead and make this tonight at the end of the day. Okay, so that is the machlok of the Chaber Roma. Gra follows the Machaber. Rav Ashkenaz, the Jews follow the Roma, except for those who follow the Shitas of the Gra. And then the Roma very surprisingly ends off with the following words. V'tov lomar tami. Always you should say after a bracha shnei, after you say the bracha of amitzvah, baruch shein kavon malchus olam v'ed. You should finish off baruch shein kavon malchus olam v'ed, which we all know is generally the pasuk that we say when you make a bracha levatola. If one chassid makes a bracha levatola, he says baruch shein kavon malchus olam v'ed. It's like a tikkun and the bracha levatola. So over here, what's going on over here? As there should be asked the bones to go, what's going on here? If we are supposed to make the bracha, great, we should make the bracha. Why are you saying bracha shen kavod machzor l'olam v'ed? If we're not supposed to make the bracha, we don't go ahead and make, if you have a sonic bracha, you don't go ahead and make the bracha and then say bracha shen kavod machzor l'olam v'ed. We don't see that anywhere else in the halacha. That's not the correct thing to do. So there are a number of shitas over here. What is bracha shen kavod machzor l'olam v'ed? The pasha is, I believe the Dr. Moshe himself brings it down like this. In Sif Kadim Kavalo says the Mishnah Berurah v'tov lomar mishum chashas sabik bracha l'vatola kavosh kata b'siman ha'izbav v'loshu safik gomor. Not that it's really a real safik. Din ken ech yivach v'safik bracha l'vatola v'yismach ashkema bracha shen kavar l'vet. If it's a real safik, we would never go ahead and make the bracha on v'yismach on bracha shen kavar machzir l'vet. Ela da'anim b'nei askenan tzvilam da'alokha k'edas Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin like shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But in order to get out of oil, we go ahead and say Baruch Shein Kavod Machusol Yolam Va'ed. Okay, that's a nice set. The problem is though is that there's other places where some Chachitas make brachas. We don't go ahead and say Baruch Shein Kavod Machusol Yolam Va'ed. So it's a little bit interesting why Dafk over here we choose Dafk over here by Tzvon to go ahead and say this Baruch Shein Kavod Machusol Yolam Va'ed. So the Aruch Shulchan has a long arichas over here, and this Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam, the Tamsi's Dvarav is the following. He says, since Tzilin is also in of itself like a Kabbalah's O Malchut Shemayim, because the whole point is, right, Yichud Shemayim, you see at the time, it's itself similar to Kriyat Shemayim, where it's like an O Kabbalah's O Malchut Shemayim, says the Aruch Shulchan, the Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed, following the brachas of Tzvon, is like the Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed. So we say after Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, when Mekabal Luchot Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we declare Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed. Similarly, says Aruch HaShulchan, the same thing by our Tzvon, it's like a mini Kabbalah Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and therefore we also say Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed after the Tzvon over. So that gives a little bit of time over here, why Dafk over here by Tzvon, we might go ahead and say at the end of the day, that is the halacha of what one is supposed to do. What one is supposed to do. We'll see later on that. Amit Tzvon, you're supposed to say quietly. You say quietly in Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed. You go ahead and say quietly. We'll get at that of Bezrat Hashem a little bit later. The last thing over here is the end of the Mishnah Berurah. Kon Kavala. He makes this very important point. He says, if you say Mahal, when you go ahead and say this Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed at the end of Kavala, he says, Shalom Lomar Baruch Shein Rak Acher Shehadik Hashal Rosh Arosh Karoi. You avoid to say the Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed after you tighten your shalosh. Okay, you don't go ahead and say Baruch Hashem Amitzvah Tzvon Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed. First, you have to say go ahead and tighten your tzvon after the bracha. Okay, the lochein, because you don't do the say the Baruch Shein Kavod L'Olam V'Ed right away. You have to get a bracha la'anochi. You're going to be causing a hashtag between the bracha la'anocha. You have bracha zulu v'atayu v'vaday. But the last one, you're going to have to go back and make a bracha la'an v'ha'olam nichshalim of that. He claims that the olam is nichshal of that, and they go out and say the Baruch Shein Kavod Machzor L'Olam V'Ed. Right away. That which they said to say it quietly, it's over here in Marina Rabbeinu Nevitzel. Sends Rabbeinu Nevitzel here, give him a massive l'vatala. It's like l'haki l'varech v'l'akash, wants to go ahead and make the bracha quietly. Kedei sha'shomeha lo'i kanefu safik imelan al-thamen. Quotes for Shlomo Zalman over here, that since over here it is some of the bracha, we have a specific amen also of the amazing amen on the bracha of mitzvah tefillin, and therefore the minhag is to go ahead and say the second bracha of al mitzvah tefillin quietly, That is what one is supposed to do if they are making the brach, two brachas, like the minig of the Ramah. So we have the different minhagim over the Sfarim definitely go ahead and only make one bracha, unless we'll see later on, they speak in between the Yad and the Rosh. Ashkenaz, Roba Ashkenaz, go ahead and make two brachas with the Baruch Shein Kavod Mav. So you'll embed with Allah, so we talk about it there. And those who follow the Shitas of the Gra, they go ahead and make one bracha also. Ad Kan for today.